guys!
Hey everyone!
We come to you from the road again.
Welcome to a drive with us!
Woo! Welcome to the Fiat!
Welcome to the Fiat!
That reminds me, I have a funny story to tell you about a Fiat.
Oh, actually. That just made me think of our TikTok, in case you haven't watched it, when you were trying to say the...
Fatty committee,
and yes. It took me about 3 guesses to get there.
Yes, if you don't follow us on TikTok, guys, we are hilarious. Yeah. Even funnier in person.
Go and check it out.
Go and check it out. So let's kick off with our words of the week.
Go on. You start. Treat yourself.
That's quite rude, actually. I was going to kick off and start anyway.
I don't know why I go spend. You start.
Thank you. My one this week is freckles.
Lovely.
I do have freckles.
You do.
But...
You do.
But the issue is that they're not really out. There's not enough sun though. Yeah, exactly. They're slightly out when I don't have any makeup on.
And by this time of year, you've normally had a holiday. You're an early holiday family, aren't you?
To be fair, I have been to Bangkok.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't very sunny in Bangkok. Normally, yeah, we go away June, July time.
Yeah.
And I'm not. My mum and dad have just been away without me, so fuck off. Oh. Heartbreaking. But yeah. What's your want this week?
Oh, bloody hell. Forgot you had that. My one is earrings for my second piercing, just because I've been wearing the same ones that are comfortable, because for some reason I have very sensitive second piercings, in the fact that if I leave them out for like literally a couple of hours, my ears will heal up and start bleeding. So I have to have ones that are quite solid, and like if I have hoop ones, they irritate my ear, because I don't know, like, because I have to sleep in them, I'm like lying on them. Yeah, so I want some decent earrings for my seconds, but they've got to be small.
Like a stud?
Yeah, like I have a stud in now. I feel like I could do with more stud-like ones.
Yeah, I feel like they're around, aren't they?
Yeah, I could definitely find
I think a hoop would probably be okay. Maybe it's like, you know, those huggies.
A little huggy, yeah.
I
broke one of my huggies. Oh, they keep bending the arm.
That's really annoying. I've got some really good, just plain ones from Astrid and Miu that my godmother got me. And they are sweet. They're kind of like good earrings to wear when... in your seconds, where you don't know what you want to put in your first,
yeah.
So you have quite a big first earring, or you just are kind of like, you know what, I'm fancying wearing some dainty hoops at ATM.
Yeah,
I never say ATM like that. I don't know where that.
You've said it a lot recently, though.
Really?
Well, when I say a lot, you've at least said it once.
I often text it.
Yes.
But do you know what I mean? Like speaking.
Saying ATM out loud.
In the open. Yeah, it's like saying IDK.
LOL.
LOL. My obsession this week, drumroll please, Pinterest.
Nice.
I have refound Pinterest.
That is always a lovely thing to happen.
Specifically the summer aesthetic board of Pinterest.
Lovely.
I fucking love it. And the quotes, I will find one for us later.
Yes, we should post another quote.
Yeah, bloody love it. I'm just obsessed with it at the moment.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Lovely.
Yeah.
My obsession is fantasy football. Because I'm so competitive. I'm actually doing quite well at it, if I do say so myself.
Is this the app that you have played?
Yes, for the Euros. Specifically for the Euros. I only play it when the big things happen, like the Euros or the World Cup. Other than that, I don't really care.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really getting into it.
Like, yeah, you are getting into it.
Transfers, windows, subs, I'm on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're into it that much? Emily's been she's been keeping up to me with her points as well that she's getting. Which is pretty good.
Thank you.
No.
What are you recommending?
It's hair. So it's this specific hair.
It's hair.
I am recommending you grow your hair. short hair for life. I am saying it's called Glaze, and it's in a pink bottle, the circular one. I would recommend it. Feel my hair, Emily.
Wow.
So if I know nobody else can feel it. But from that reaction, it's very soft.
You get the gist.
Very soft and silky right now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look... I found that when I put hair oil in my hair sometimes, and you put too much in, your hair looks silky.
Yeah.
This looks glossy, but it feels silky, which I think is a nice medium.
That is a really nice medium.
Yeah. The one that I bought, you can buy different colours. I think you can buy a clear one, but you can buy a brown one to intense your brown, you can buy a blonde one to make you a bit blonder. I bought a red one because I kind of want to dye my hair red again, but I'm also semi-scared to physically dye my hair.
Yeah.
So
just wanted that auburn tinge.
Exactly. However, I put it in and it's not very auburny, and I think it's because I need to put more in. So when I wash my hair on Wednesday, I think I will be putting more in.
Yes, fair enough.
Yes, so I really want to dye my hair dark red, but I'm also kind of scared because...
I kind of like the idea. I have said this before.
You've always said it. I also kind of think red hair, Slade.
I just think a brunette can always go red and it not be like crazy. Like,
different.
Yeah. Mm. It's quite a nice transitional colour.
Yeah. For the people that can't imagine it, I'm not talking bright red. I am talking a deep, dark red.
Yeah.
Like a dark red.
Like in some lights your hair still looks brown.
Yeah.
But it's like red.
I don't know if anyone has seen Dua Lipa's red.
Yes, exactly that, what I was visioning.
Dua Lipa red.
I feel like she's progressively got more red. I feel yes. like when she OG went red, it wasn't red.
It wasn't red. I do want to dye it, but it is just it's the back and forth, isn't it? Because I love my natural hair colour.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose the natural light of my hair.
But this glaze is quite...
It's quite good.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, like, bad. It's not bleach.
No. That's the thing. I don't want to bleach my hair.
Yeah.
But I guess I could just put red dye on top, go to the hairdresser and be like, I don't want to dye my hair permanently.
Yeah.
I want semi-permanent red hair. I want to go wild for the summer.
Yeah.
And then come back in September and be a classy brunette again.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. What's your...
My recommend is kind of to myself, but also to anyone who needs it. Get your car cleaned.
Yes.
It's been a while, yeah. And really need to get it cleaned. Not that it's significantly dirty.
No.
But it just needs a refresh.
You know what I actually did?
Go on.
On Sunday, such a productive Sunday morning. Well, I say Sunday morning. This was at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Was it? Because it was productive because I had 11 hours sleep.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I don't sleep well, guys. I really struggle with my sleep. It went to bed at must have been midnight, 1 a.m. for some reason,
was
which
this
is
on
really
Saturday
late
night?
For me. Saturday night, which is super late for me. And then I woke up at like... So I went to bed at midnight. I woke up at 11 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, I
that
know.
That is lovely. You never wake up that late either.
I normally up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, it was incredible, yeah.
Wow.
But then you do lose your morning, like your whole day's put back, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But anyway... we'd been to the beach on... Oh, my God, we went to the beach.
I was just thinking, God, neither of us had recommended the beach, though.
Yeah, that's a joint recommend because yeah. I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. I was telling all the ladies at work today about
yeah.
it. We went to a beach, I'd say a local beach. The local beach to us is about an hour away.
Yeah.
So I drove, Emily came, and our friend Hannah, who you guys have met twice now.
Twice.
She's our... coming back?
Yeah, yeah, she's our comeback guest.
She's been here a couple of times. She knows the gist. You know.
She's on the block.
She's on the block. And anyway, she can I say the talents.
Yeah.
I'm flustered. Sorry, it's just the podcast, doesn't it? And anyway, we went to the beach and we were the. It was us and a fisherman there.
Yeah, it was
so peaceful.
Such a treat.
Oh, that was my phone. And as well, like it was. Like, when I said to the ladies at work, they're like, oh, wasn't it raining? I was like, it was slightly, but it was only, wouldn't you say it, only you only realised it was raining when you were wet?
Yes.
Like, it was so light.
It was like a proper drizzly rain.
Yeah.
Like, we were playing cards, and then after about 20 minutes, we were like, why are the cards so soggy?
Yeah, oh, it's raining.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played Uno, we played Irish Snaps, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
It's very niche, but so good.
So good.
Genuinely, we screamed.
Yeah.
Like, we were multiple times screaming that game. It was so intense. We had a chippy. Not much more you can say. As
yeah,
we went for
a
dip.
It was lovely.
Played some Mermaid. Came out and went home. It was a fab Saturday.
It was. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I actually don't know.
Saturday night, sleep.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes, car clean. Sunday
yes.
morning. So I had sand in my car. Got the Hoover out. Hoovered my car.
Oh, wow.
Seats underneath everything.
Lovely.
And I also hosed it down with the hose.
Wow.
I was there with the hose. I had to ask my brother to help me put the hose back in because I don't know if anyone else has a hose like this, but my dad bought it last summer and it's attached to the side of the wall.
One of those detractables.
Yeah.
Like,
and then you can like have to pull it and then it like sucks it back in. And I couldn't do it because I've obviously never used a hose in my life. My dad's always in, but he's been away. So yeah. Sorry, I really stole your thunder there.
It's all right, I can't even remember what the original thought was.
Recommending to clean your car.
Oh yeah, that was it. That's all I've got for you. Thank you and good night.
Mic drop. So, my dumb moment. I feel like I've talked a lot. Do you want to do your dumb moment first?
No, because I need to think.
Okay. My dumb moment actually isn't my dumb moment, it's my grandparents. I've told you this. This is quite sad, but it's absolutely hilarious at the same time. So, my grandparents will often go on like staycations away, obviously just the two of them, to like random places in the UK and whatever. Like, they went to Scotland last month, and on Father's Day we saw them. I was like, oh, Grandad, where are you going? We're going to, I think it's pronounced Chichester.
I think it's Chichester.
Chichester. Whatever it's called, they were going to Chichester.
Yeah. So that is a really hard word to say, actually.
Chichester? Chichester?
I feel like it's Chichester, but Chichester. That still sounds wrong.
I would always say Chichester.
Would you?
Honestly, I would avoid saying it at all costs.
Fair enough.
Earlier today at work, this is a side story, but I was saying Pret, but the full name.
Pret-a-manger?
Yes, and I said, this guy was Irish, and I said, is it Pret-a-manger? I said, or is it Pret-a-manger? I said, I don't have a clue.
Pret-a-manger! It is not Pret-a-manger, I can clarify that right now.
I said, I'm pretty sure it's Pret-a-manger, I said, but I'm quite embarrassed that I've just said Pret-a-manger. And he went, yeah, you need to get your French accent works. And I said, yeah, I'm just too northern, I think. He was like, yeah, you clearly are.
Pret-a-manger.
I know, God. I was really embarrassed after I said
that
it.
That is terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the Chichester. Is it Chichester? Are we going with Chichester?
Let's go Chichester.
Because I think Chichester doesn't sound right. So anyway, they're like, yeah, we're going to Chichester. I was like, oh, lovely, have fun. And then I see my granddad and it's my step-grandma the other day. And they're like, I was like, did you go to Chichester? No, we ended up going to Christchurch. There's apparently 300 miles between them. Oh, how did you do that? Well, on the day, we realised our trains were to Chichester, but we booked our hotel in Christchurch. We just got a bit mixed up between the CHs.
That is actually hilarious.
So they're like, so we go to the train station guy, because obviously they don't do anything on their phones.
Wait, they got to the train station when
they realised in the morning, but they don't do anything, they do barely anything online. So they went to the train station and said to the guy, oh, can we change our trains? And my step-grandma was joking me like, oh, you know, we just got a bit mixed up between the chairs, you know, it happens to everyone. No laughs. He did not care. He was just like, okay. It was only like £7 to change train, which was pretty good. Cause it
really?
Very different, yeah.
Wow, that's
that
really
might
good.
Have been wrong. That's what they told me. And then on the way back, get this, train got cancelled. So they were stuck in Southampton. So my granddad ended up driving home from Southampton in this hire car.
Oh my God.
Yes, my dad was like, why didn't you just ring me to pick you up?
Yeah.
And my granddad was like, no, didn't want to bother you.
Southampton is about 5 hours away, isn't it?
Yeah, but then they have to drive 5 hours. Like, my dad was like, I would have run. Like, my granddad's 80 odd and he's got a cataract. Like, yeah. He had a cataract surgery a year ago, so like, he can't drive in the dark.
Oh.
So it was like, it's probably like 3 p.m. at this point. So if he'd been stuck in any traffic, he would have been fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my family's dumb moment this week. My grandparents don't know anything between the chairs.
Fair enough. Mine isn't that exciting, really. I just, I've got my second black mark for my yoga classes because I forgot to cancel again and didn't go. But I actually also only booked it about 20 minutes before the class and then realised I couldn't actually go anyway and then didn't cancel it. So if you get 3 black strikes, what do you call them, 3 black marks?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
They book you.
Yeah, you're not allowed to like book a class for like 2 months.
Yeah.
So I need to really be on it.
Once I accidentally forgot to cancel it, I never got an email. Do you get
an email? I haven't had my email yet. I did the first time and they were like, warning. But I haven't had my email yet. But I remember it did take a while for it to come through the first time. So we shall see.
Have to see.
I'll let you know.
I mean, if you get a black mark, you can always book on someone else's email.
Yeah, exactly. And I've still got, that's only 2 out of 3. And I feel like it's like points on your car. They'll drop off eventually. I'm not going to have 2 marks forever.
Yeah, surely not. Like, I feel like if you said to the ladies at the desk, oh, can I book on for you? Like, can I do a yoga class? Can you book me on?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be like, no. They'd just press next or past it. My song of the week is How Do You Feel by Another.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been playing that a lot.
I've been loving it. I've actually got a lot of songs of the week, so I could have chosen from many because I've just been absolutely eating the songs this week.
Yeah.
Can I have another
one? Yeah, go on.
My next one is Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan. I did play this one, but I didn't think I knew it. It's so good. Also been obsessed with Ice Cream Man by Ray.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
I've been obsessed with the whole new Gracie Abrams album.
Is she there? I don't know my name. Was that Gracie
Abrams? I don't think so. I'm not sure. But she's just like, I don't really ever, I only knew one song and it came up in my suggested like albums for you.
Right.
Played it and I've been listening to it non-stop. I love listening to a new album.
Yeah.
Also Tesco Green by Drake.
Yes, yeah, I've also been playing that one.
Yeah. What's your song of the week?
But sorry guys, I really haven't been very prepared for this.
We're not going to cry, don't
we? Let me just have a quick think.
I've probably got enough for both of us.
Yeah. I would potentially go on the Ray vibe with you. I have been listening to Ray. Maybe the Bust It Down.
Ooh.
We don't bust it, she don't love it. That's all I've got for you.
Okay.
I can't remember how the rest of it goes. But that Ray album, 21st Century Blues, would recommend if you haven't listened to it yet.
Would recommend to a friend.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, fab. So guys, we're going to talk about soulmates.
What's a soulmate?
What's a soulmate?
What is that
it's
from?
It's a TikTok sound.
No, I don't know what it's from. Originally?
Probably. Yeah. Feel like it's that type of thing where you watch the movie and you're like, holy shit.
Oh my god, I've done that recently.
I've done that.
I'm watching a series on Amazon called The Boys. It's I don't know if I would recommend it, to be honest. It's very graphic. It's about superheroes that are evil and it's like they like kill people but in the most like horrific way. I started it with Harry and we're really enjoying it, but then I stopped watching it and he carried on and we're a bit out of sync, so I just been picking up. Anyway, do you remember ages ago on TikTok there was that sound that went Ashley, look at me.
Yeah.
That is from The Boys.
Oh.
I was watching the show and I heard him shout it. The main character was like,
and you're like,
and I was like, whoa, that sounds familiar. Then I was like, oh, someone made a TikTok sound out of that. It was a really strange experience. It was like reverse order of...
It's like deja vu, isn't it? A little bit, yeah.
Like, this sounds wrong. Why do I know this?
Before I've ever watched this series.
Yeah,
yeah, I feel you there, brother.
And it was a really random series for it to come from, I thought.
Strange when people make things out of those types of things.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the song.
Anyway, yes.
We were just talking going. Because I popped it in our shared notes page. Another thing I would recommend.
Oh,
notes.
Yes. Fuck. And shared notes is really good. Sorry, another diversion. My sister's birthday was yesterday. When you guys see this.
Happy birthday, Niamh!
And for her birthday list, she was like filling up a notes page. And I was like, instead of you telling us your list, just can you just share the notes page with me? And it was brilliant. It just meant anytime she was thinking like, oh, I want this, add to it, I could see it.
Yeah, that's really good.
It was really handy. I would recommend that. If.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
I just love a notes page. My notes are the most chaotic place.
Oh yeah.
But I love it more than anything else in the world. Yeah. Like I love a notes page. They feel so just lovely.
Yeah.
Can I explain it? Yeah, so anyway, soulmates. Yeah. I added it to our shared notes. And I think we wanted to discuss it, just discuss that, I guess. Everyone has a different idea of soulmates.
Yeah.
Like I personally always see that you have your friend soulmates. They are your platonic love. Why are they racing you?
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to...
He's, like, trying to undertake you, but, like, you should overtake him. You're in the outside lane, and he's trying to, like, speed up. What an idiot.
Loser. He's turning left anyway.
What? Makes no sense. I hate when people do that. It's like, why are you... What?
Making a scene.
Road rage.
Sure.
Yeah, so I always see that you have platonic soulmates, like your friends, who you wouldn't be with on a romantic level, but they are your people.
Yeah.
And I would also find, obviously, you have your love soulmates. I think it is a potential that someone can have. You obviously have the one soulmate where you might meet them at any stage in your life, and there's never such a thing as wrong person, right person, wrong time, almost.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like this kind of person where it would work at any stage in your life. But then you have other types of soulmates where, say for example, I could get a boyfriend now and we might be together 10 years, but then it might be by the time we're 29, we're not each other's people anymore.
Yeah.
Like we've changed, we've evolved, we're not compatible anymore. and we're just together because of how long we've been together almost.
Oh, I always forget about that bump.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've heard that's not your soulmate.
That's not your soulmate. That's the soulmate in that time in your life. Like, they were your soulmate in your 20s, but they're not in your 30s.
Wow, so you think soulmates change?
I would more so, not necessarily change, but I would just say that as you change and evolve, you are not compatible with your potential soulmate then.
So you think you have different soulmates in different stages of your life? Almost?
Potentially. Like, obviously, you always have that one soulmate that no matter when you see them or meet them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, say I could have met some... I'm trying to explain it.
No, it's making sense.
Yeah, does it make sense?
I get what
yeah.
you're saying, yeah.
Like, say you and Harry, for example.
Yeah.
You could be each other's soulmates, and because you met so young, you're just evolving and growing at the exact same time, so that you could be together until you, like, you're 90. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But it's, like, equally, I could meet someone now, be with them for a couple of years and believe they're my soulmate and be like, you know what, you're not my soulmate anymore just because we're not the same people we once were.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you'll be my soulmate again and we'll meet again and we'll be like, oh, look at us, we're back together. Yeah. But then it also might be that you're not my soulmate right now because we're just not on the same pages.
Yeah. How do you think you morning. How do you think you determine what a soulmate is? Like, what characteristics do you see in a soulmate?
What a good question.
Thank you very much.
I would say it's someone who you bounce off.
Yeah.
Like, you never have to... Obviously, I think this also comes with a time of knowing someone. Like, you don't need to explain your thoughts with them.
Yeah.
But I think it's just someone who you're compatible with on every single level.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to almost fight for their love. Like, you don't have to fight or beg for them to understand you. And, like, if you feel uncomfortable with a situation, you explain yourself once and they... You don't need to keep explaining yourself because they understand you.
Yeah.
I think that comes with someone also just wanting to know you. They will also understand you. But that's how I kind of see it. And that you just... You kind of never have to doubt whether they're for you or whether they're your person. You just know.
You just know.
You know it. You've never even discussed it, but you know between the two of you that you're each other's person. What would you deem it as?
I think soulmates bring peace.
Yeah.
I feel like you know that someone's your soulmate because it's just like clear mind kind of vibe. Like, you meet them and no other thoughts. It's just like peace.
Yeah.
Not that that means that you will always be peaceful around your soulmate kind of thing. Actually, maybe. Well, maybe. I think that it just separates them from the rest of the world. Yeah. That it is literally just, there's nothing else. It's just, I think it's more of like an aura kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like there's a sense around a soulmate.
Yeah. I would always say, I like the idea when people say you're in a child feels.
Yes.
Like, I think it's really kind that, like, when you know when people say, like, my boyfriend always falls asleep around me, for example.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing when your partner falls asleep around you.
Yeah.
Because they feel at peace and, like, they can feel their most vulnerable with you.
Yeah.
I would say so anyway. I agree with you. You just feel so, like, calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at myself in the camera now, and why do I look so short in this chair? Do you see?
I think it's because you're quite far back. And they are low chairs. I think they definitely do.
Like, I just realised my head actually wasn't on the head thing. I would agree. You just feel at peace and calm.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just feel safe. But I think also every relationship has its struggles. You know, you're never going to have a relationship. You're not going to have your relationship where you're going to feel at peace with them all the time, potentially.
Yes, that's why.
Everyone has arguments.
Yeah. An argument doesn't mean that they're then not your soulmate.
Yeah, because it's natural to have arguments. Yeah. Like, it shows you care, I think. Like, if you're not having an argument and you're just like, oh, like, get away from me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, you don't care enough.
Yeah.
But yeah. How many soulmates would you say? Like, because obviously I was like, oh, I think you have different soulmates. Like, what do you think about that?
I feel like you do have multiple and in different ways. Like, you know, like, I agree with the platonic love. But I feel like there's always a soulmate that you haven't met. Because I feel like
you can have multiple and you might have met one of your soulmates, but I feel like it's more of like a group, like you have a group of people across the world who you are just connected with.
Yeah, so it's like it just depends which one you meet.
Exactly, almost. It just depends which one you meet.
That's a really lovely idea.
And what kind of way that they connect with you.
Yeah. I guess you could also say it depends at what stage of life you're both at when you meet.
Yeah.
Because, for example, you can meet your soulmate and they could be married with children.
Yeah.
And you meet at work and you do just click, but you become more of... Oh, fuck.
Is he trying again?
Yeah. But you become more of a friend to each other.
Yeah.
Rather than a couple.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, I think that's... I feel like it... Oh, you paused it. Oh, I feel like people's perception on soulmates changes with age as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like an adult might see a soul... Not that we're not adults. I suppose we technically are adults. But an adult might... Whoa.
I sometimes think we're, like, baby adults.
Yeah, I feel like... maybe, like, once you have children, like, kind of past that stage, I felt you might view a soulmate as different to what you view it as now.
Mm-hmm. I think because of the stage of life we're probably at, we see someone as our soulmate as it's something that obviously brings you peace, but it's also something that comes with struggles.
Yeah.
But I think as you get older, you would probably say a soulmate isn't someone who can like brings a burden almost.
Yeah.
It's not someone who you ever feel like you're doing anything specific for. It's someone who makes you feel safe and at peace, which I do agree that we would say as well, to be fair, so I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah. I think it's a really lovely concept, a soulmate. Yeah. Have you ever watched the film Soul on Disney Plus? I actually can't really remember. I don't think it was necessarily about soulmates, but it was about it was all like, I think something happened, like the guy got injured or something, and then his soul was like moving on. It's like a little blue blob. It was a really lovely film from what I remember.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. Mm. When I think of like just people I'm close to, like in my life, I know like my grandma died. She died in 15, 20 years ago. Like I was two. So she died 17 years ago now.
Yeah.
And my granddad remarried. And I would honestly say, like, obviously, my grandma was his soulmate. But my step-grandma is his soulmate in another way.
Yeah.
I would say. They are soulmates. Obviously, they're just different kind of soulmates, which I always... Like, I think you're completely right when you have a pool of soulmates.
Yeah.
And just no matter when you meet them, it's kind of different stages of life. Like, the other side... all my grandparents are kind of on my mum's side. They've divorced and they both remarried, and they've met like I guess new soulmates in different ways.
Yeah,
like they've met the soulmates they wanted to share their 60s with and their retired years, and they wanted to spend their days with in peace, which is always lovely.
Yeah, that is nice.
I think it's really you're really lucky if you have a second chance of finding love like that.
Yeah, because I do also think. You may, like, your soulmates, you might never meet some of them or any of them. Like, you might live your life and never have met a soulmate ever. Or you might meet them. I feel like you never meet them all.
No, I think it would be rare if you didn't meet one.
Yeah.
I think even if, say, it's someone when you're young and you kind of, you have whatever you have and then you're both separate and it never works out.
Yeah, because some people say, like, their, like, I don't know, boyfriend at some point in their life was their soulmate, but then they see them now happy with children, but that's still their soulmate, just not their husband, wife, partner's soulmate, just a different kind of soulmate.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still see them in love with another person, but it doesn't mean they're not.
They're not yours.
Yeah.
They're not yours for you. That's why I kind of think, well, depends how you grow and evolve, because it could have so easily been the flip side, and... You could have been married to that person and you could have been having children with that person.
Yeah.
But you just, something wasn't right in the universe and you're not.
Yeah.
In another universe, maybe you are.
Yeah.
Such an interesting concept.
I wonder if there's people who don't believe in soulmates. There must be.
I guess.
It is just a concept, isn't it? Really?
I think it's kind of like a Scrooge thing, isn't it?
It's
like, just have a bit of happiness in your life.
Yeah.
I would presume, though, that I think it would be hard for you to say you don't believe in soulmates, because I think even with friends, you find that you will meet someone and you're like, God, I couldn't be your friend.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we'd get on. But yeah. Then alternatively, you can spend 10 minutes with someone and you're like, you're one of my people.
Yeah.
Like, you're someone who I can so easily speak to all the time, and, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's weird. And it's weird how you meet people in different ways.
Yeah.
I always think, like, you can meet someone just so randomly and you're like, oh, hi. Like,
yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is. But it's a nice...
It's nice. So weird, but nice. It's nothing with, like, time and the universe. Like, obviously, some people would probably believe more on the religious side, but I'm a big believer of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
You're a moon person as well, aren't you?
I just love tarot TikTok and the spiritual side of TikTok. Like, I don't think I could ever learn to tarot read. Maybe I could.
Maybe.
That would be kind of cool.
Is it something you can learn?
I thought it was like a gift.
No?
Well, obviously, the intuition, I guess, is a gift.
Yeah.
But you can read tarot cards.
Oh.
I guess. Maybe I'll buy a pack and just, like, Google some lessons.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd want to go to an actual lesson, like.
Yeah.
I really want to go to a psychic medium.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, we should go. Well, do you even want to go?
No, I don't think I would want to go.
Okay, I'll just go myself. That's the thing, though. It's the flip side, isn't it? You're like, I want to go, but equally, most of the time, they won't tell you anything bad.
Yeah.
They'll say, if I see something bad, I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't like to know the bad.
I just don't think I would like to know at all.
Anything. That's kind of nice. You just want to see how life takes you.
Yeah.
That's sweet. But yeah, I don't know. I would like to go see one. I would love to see one.
Yeah.
I think it would be absolutely slayable.
Slayable.
Yeah. Okay. Shall we wrap it in a bow?
Sure. It's quite short and sweet today.
Thank you very much for listening, guys. Hope you've enjoyed it.
We've had like a long time since we've been here. I mean, it's no longer than normal. Like, it was only 2 weeks ago, but yeah. I don't know, it feels like a long time.
It does feel chatting. Like a long time since we've caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nice. We've been able to share our views.
Yeah, and if anyone has any views on soulmates, please let us know, because I am so intrigued by it. Like, even us two sat here.
Let me find a quote.
Find a quote. We said before we started the episode, we said, let's not talk about it because we want to, let's not tell each other what we think because we want to get into it. Like, we didn't know what the other person thought about soulmates before.
100%.
Because I feel like everyone does have different perspectives on it. So please share if you have one. It is different to ours or the same. I would love to know if you guys think the same or not.
Oh, so I've got a couple here.
Go on.
Life is better with someone who brings you clarity, not confusion.
Nice.
And then I've got I just lost it. Here we go. You are hotter than July, because today for us is the 1st of July.
Woo-hoo!
And it's our first episode in July. And then, be fearless in the pursuit of your passions.
Nice.
And I think, guys, there are last final words for you ladies.
We will leave you on that thought.
Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Surviving Girlhood Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.